In the space of about 30 minutes, we are going to try to give you an update on a lot of different emerging issues in insurance. And we're going to spend most of our time this morning talking about cyber insurance, or some of you may know it as network security privacy liability insurance. But we're also going to try and cover, in the time we have, some other information about additional insured coverage, a couple cases, one recently decided by the Supreme Court and one that's now pending, on the scope of property damage and whether there is an independent injury requirement for bad faith claims here in Texas. And then finally, we'll spend a couple minutes on EPLI coverage.
So first, let's start with cyber insurance and scare you a little bit. Many of your companies, clients, businesses are going to be likely victims of cyber attacks. You know, the saying goes, it's not a matter of if a company is breached, but when. And so most of the victims of a data breach are going to be retail, and that's no surprise because the bad guys are after payment card information and things like that. The government is also a common victim of data breach, and that's because of threats such as espionage and the like, educational entities, mostly colleges. Again, hackers are after students, social security numbers. Individuals are targeted, organizations. And then there's a large miscellaneous category that is going to encompass healthcare industry. Again, hackers are after social security numbers, which are much more lucrative on the black market than a credit card number. And then miscellaneous also includes pretty much everything else. Media, news stations are hacked, traffic light cameras for fake red light violations. Hackers are very creative, and so really everyone and anyone is at risk.